Good morning, everybody. Let me see how I can hold this mic good. Okay, is Hannah all set? Okay. I'm glad you could make it all this morning because I'm pretty excited about the message I'm going to share with you. And a little bit nervous, too.
很高兴今天大家都可以来到教会啊，因为我很对今天要分享的这段经文，我觉得很兴奋哦，不过也有一点紧张。
Our passage this morning is Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11.
今天早上要讲的经文是在腓立比书2章1到11节。
Can I have two volunteers to read it in Chinese and then in English?
可不可以请一位帮我们念中文，一位帮我们念英文。
Anybody for Chinese?
谁要帮我们念中文?
Okay, Melody? Thanks. And English? Larry? Cool, thanks. This passage is really, really weird if you're used to what the world is saying.
如果你从世人的角度来看的话，这段经文讲的真的是很奇怪啊。
So what the world is saying is like, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
因为这个世界的看法观点就是我们要及时行乐，因为人生苦短。
Look out for your interests, because you can be sure that nobody else is gonna.
或者说我们要为自己着想，因为没有人会为你着想。Or
if you're in the States, then you're probably aware of lawsuits galore.
或者如果你在美国的话，你会注意到美国人很爱打官司哦。Pull
down whoever's above you and step on whoever's below you.
或者是想办法把上面的人拉下来，然后自己踩着别人的肩膀上去哦。That's
how the world looks at life.
这是世人的世界，人生观。
It's a dog eat dog world.
是一个狗咬狗的世界。But
the message in this passage is a lot different.
可是今天这段经文讲得很不一样。It's
talking to us brothers and sisters in the church, and it's telling us to be united.
是告诉我们教会的弟兄姐妹要合一。By
having the same attitude as Jesus as you go about life.
怎么合一呢? 就是说我们要具备耶稣基督的心，具备他的态度。And
honestly, this passage has been very difficult for me.
老实说，这段经文对我来说真的是觉得很难做到。Because
I keep seeing how messed up I am.
因为我一直看到，真的是对照出自己有多么糟糕。
As I was preparing for the sermon, I realized how conceited I am and how selfish and how those things describe me, basically.
那我在准备这段经文的时候，我真的是看到自己的写照，是这样自私自利，这样的虚荣、骄傲。
So it's been a hard passage, but it has helped me to see things clearly again.
所以算是很难的经文，可是我觉得也帮助我再度看清自己。
And what I really hope is that it can help all of you see things clearly again too.
所以我希望今天可以帮助大家更清楚地看清自己。
Last week, Pastor Tim preached about. Does any of you remember?
上礼拜康牧师讲什么？还记得吗
？Does Pastor Tim remember?
康牧师自己记得吗
？He talked about unity.
他讲到合一。
Ring a bell?He said that Jesus prayed that we would be united.
他说耶稣为我们祷告，希望我们可以合一。
But that's not what most people see when they see the church.
可是大多数人看教会不会觉得教会是合一的。
What most people see is lots and lots and lots of splits.
大多数人看教会都是觉得有很多的分裂。
And he talked about that in great detail.
那这边有很清楚的很。仔细的讲，康牧师很清楚的解释怎么样的分裂。
He showed us that there are two big reasons that churches, individual churches split.
他讲到说教会内部分裂通常是有两大原因。
Who's in control?
第一个主要是在争论谁是这个教会当家做主的人。
Is it the elder or is it the secretary or maybe even the pastor?
是长老还是牧师还是教会的秘书？
And money.
那第二点就是为了金钱来分裂。
Do we want a new carpet that's green or red?
我们教会的新地毯是要绿色还是红色
？In this passage, we're looking at the root of these two problems.
那这段经文其实让我们看见这两大原因的根本是出在哪里
？First, let's talk about what is unity.
首先，我们来看一下什么是合一。
What does unity look like?
合一到底是什么样子
？When people see a church that is united, what do they see?
当别人看到教会合一的时候，他们到底是看到什么
？Verse 2 talks about unity, and it says to be of the same mind, to maintain the same love, to be united in spirit, to be intent on one purpose.
那第二节告诉我们，所谓合一是你要有同样的意念、同样的爱心、同样的目的。
What is that one purpose that they're talking about?
所以这边讲的同样的目的是什么目的呢
？What are we supposed to be doing as we're united?
我们合一到底是要做什么才能显出合一呢
？Well, to see that we need to look up, go back a few verses in chapter 1 and look at verse 27.
这要往回看，在腓立比书一章二十七节所讲的。
Can somebody tell me what it says about what we're doing?
可不可以讲？有没有人可以回答？这边告诉我们合一是在做，是做什么，让我们显得合一？
Melody said, "Striving together for the faith of the gospel."
就是为福音的信仰齐心努力。
We've got one goal.
我们有一个目标。
It's the gospel.
就是福音。
So how do we go about being united?
那要怎么样合一呢
？Well, that's easy enough.
这其实很简单啊。
Even Hannah can understand that one.
连 Hannah 都可以晓得怎么合一哦。
Be nice to one another.
合一就是你要对别人好。
I'm the oldest of four kids in our family.
我是我们家四个孩子中的老大。
And we have four kids, and I'm five years older than the youngest. So we're 5 years apart.
那我比我们家老幺是大五岁。
So we're all pretty close in age.
所以其实我们的年龄都很接近。
So there's lots and lots of friction.
那当然就常常吵架。
So my mom's favorite thing to say to us was, "Be kind and loving to one another."
所以我妈妈的口头禅呢，她最喜欢说的就是你们要相亲相爱哦。
And she'd always say it with a sigh.
可是她每次讲完就是很叹息。就会叹气哦，你们要相亲相爱啊
！If she said it once, she said it a billion times.
她真是一天到晚都在讲这句话。
And the only reason she had to keep saying it was because we kept not doing it.
那她一直讲，当然就是因为我们一直都没有做。
So in verses 3 and 4, Paul basically says the same thing.
所以其实三跟四节保罗讲的也是一样的事情。
He talks about selfishness and empty conceit.
讲到自私自利，讲到贪图虚荣。
He tells us to regard our brothers and sisters as more important than ourselves.
讲到说我们要看别人比自己还重要。
He tells us not just to look out for our own interests, but for the interests of others too.
讲到说不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The next verse, verse 5, sums up the last two verses.
那第五节可以说是三四节的总结。
It says, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他说你们的态度要像基督耶稣的态度。
Christ was God, but then he came to earth as a man and set aside his godness.
基督他本是神，可是他来到世界上成为人，他就放下他神的权利。
He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他并没有紧抓住自己与上帝平等的这个地位跟权利。
So instead of asserting his rights as God, which the world would tell us to do,
那他没有紧抓住自己身为上帝的这个权利，不像这个世界告诉我们的，你要紧抓住自己的权利。
He decided to become a normal guy.
那耶稣他放下他的权利，决定成为一个平凡的人。
He took all of that flack from the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders, and he even let them nail him to the cross and kill him.
他接受这些法利赛人、长老，接受这些文士的批评，他甚至让他们把他钉在十字架上。
He could have instantly wiped them out with thousands of angels.
他其实可以呼叫天兵来把这些人一一的消灭掉。
He could have grasped that authority.
他其实可以紧抓住他的权力，他的权柄。
But he didn't.
可是他没有这样做。
That's the cool part.
我觉得这是最棒的地方。
He didn't wipe them out because he was not doing things from selfishness or empty conceit.
他没有消灭他们，因为他做事并不是从自私、从虚荣的一个角度来做事。
Because he was regarding somebody as more important than himself.
因为他看某一个人看比他自己还重要。
Who was he thinking about?
这个某一个人是谁呢？
Who did he regard as more important than himself?
他看谁比看他自己还重要呢?
Well, you and me.
就是你跟我。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He carried that cross on his back all the way through Jerusalem for us.
他为我们背着这个十字架走遍这个耶路撒冷。
He hung there on the cross because he was determined to obey God the Father.
他被钉在十字架上是因为他决心要顺服他的天父。
He knew that God was, in that very act, God was making a way for us to come back to God.
因为他知道他这样做是让神可以为我们开条出路，让我们可以来到神的面前。
It says, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
经文上说他既然有人的样子就自甘卑微顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
So God the Father sent Jesus his Son to die for us so that we might live.
所以天父上帝差他的儿子来为我们死，好叫我们可以得生命。
Are you starting to see a little bit of how this attitude can work out in your own life?
你们渐渐可以看出来耶稣这样的态度，我们可以怎么样来活出耶稣的这种态度呢？
Or maybe you're like me and you're just seeing how far you are from this attitude.
还是你们跟我一样看出自己离这个标准有这么远。
As I was preparing the sermon, I was convicted a lot.
在准备的时候，我一直觉得自己真的是做错很多。
And I thought about how I'm often walking in Taipei.
想到说我自己走在台北街头的那种情况。
And a decision, there are always people crossing your path, right, when you're walking?
我们在台北走在路上的时候，常常就是有人会超过你。
So I thought about that, and I realized that every time somebody crosses my path, I have a decision to make.
所以其实我想到说每次有人要超过你的时候，经过你的时候，其实你都要做一个决定。
I can either slow down a little bit or even stop to let them pass.
我可以选择我放慢脚步让他先走。
Or I can.Muscle my way through and let them stop and wait for me.
还是我就赶快快步通过，先抢着走在前面。
And usually I kind of speed up.
我通常是就会赶快加快脚步。
So I kind of force my will on theirs.
所以就是强迫他们要让我走。
I feel like I really haven't changed all that much since I was a kid.
觉得好像这一点从小到大没怎么改变。
Like in my heart.
就是我这种心态。
My mom kept telling us to be kind and loving to one another.
我妈妈一天到晚跟我们说你们要相亲相爱啊。
But it didn't do the trick.
可是没有用。
I mean, maybe it'd work for a couple minutes, but then we'd be back to bickering and fighting over stuff.
也许只是几分钟内有效而已，可是很快就忘了一干二净，又开始吵架了。
And I haven't changed now.
可是这种心态到现在还没有，一直没有改变。
I mean, I see verses like this, and I'm convicted at first, but then it doesn't really last.
那我看到这样的经文，我就觉得自己有罪，做错了，可是只是一时间而已。
I mean, I'm sure we probably all struggle with this.
我想我们应该都有这样的挣扎。
But there's a key that can help us.
但是这边有个关键可以帮助我们。
We need to look at what the root issue is.
我们需要来看到底根本的原因是什么。
And I think it's clear that the root issue here is pride.
我觉得最根本的原因是骄傲。
We're like little tiny people who want to be big people.
我觉得我们都是好像小人物，可是却想要成为大人物。
I want to be the boss.
我想要做主。
I want to be in charge.
我希望一切都听我的。
When I'm riding my bike, I often get mad at people for not getting out of my way when I'm on the sidewalk.
我骑脚踏车骑在那人行道上的时候，常常都会很气那个行人不让路给我。
I ring my little bell, and they're like, and I'm behind them thinking, get out of my way.
我每次啊，就是按铃啊，然后他们就是根本就是听，就根本没有听到啊，然后就挡住我的路，我就觉得你们赶快让路，让我走啊。
I'm like, hello.
拜托你们好不好？
But then the funny thing is, I often notice that when I'm walking,
可是好笑的是我发现，如果是换我走在人行道上，
I get mad at people on bikes behind me.
如果后面有人骑脚踏车，我就会很生气。
I'm like, hello, I'm walking here.
就想拜托，我在这边走路哎。
Can't you see that? Get off the sidewalk.
你没看到吗？你不要骑人行道啊。
Sidewalk, not side bike. Give me a break.
人行道就是给行人坐的，给行人走的，不是给脚踏车骑的。
So I've noticed that wherever I am number one.
我发现我不管在哪里，我都想要就是当那个最重要的人。
I'm 老大。
我是老大。
In my mind, everyone should watch out for my best interests.
心里面就会觉得说，大家都应该为我的利益着想啊。
Because that's just the way things should be.
觉得说，本来就应该这样啊。
Now those kind of thoughts are obviously pride, right?
觉得这种想法其实都是一种骄傲，对不对？
I'm like a little person who wants to be big.
我是一个小人物，可是却想要成为一个很重要的人物。
Everywhere I am, I want to be the biggest person, so everybody watches out for me.
每次不管在哪里，都希望自己是大人物，能够得到应有的尊重。
But when we look at Jesus, we see the exact opposite.
可是我们看耶稣，他完全相反。
We see a big person who chose to be little.
我们看到一个大人物，可是他选择做一个小人物。
Jesus' life was all about other people.
耶稣的人的生活，他生命完全是在顾虑到别人。
It was all about us.
完全在顾虑到我们。
He faced every single temptation known to man.
耶稣面对人所能遇见的所有试探。
If you've ever faced any temptation, you can know that Jesus faced it before.
你如果有面对过试探，你应该要知道耶稣也面对过这些试探。
But without sin.
但是他却没有犯罪。
He totally obeyed God his Father.
耶稣对他的天父是百分之百的顺服。
And because of that, it says in verse 9 that God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
因为他对天父有完全的顺服，所以上帝就把他升为至高，并且赐给他超过万民之上的名。
And that's why we like Jesus.
这就是
We like Jesus.
这就是为什么我们喜欢耶稣。
That's why we bow our knees to him.
为什么我们要向他屈膝？
Because he loved us so much.
因为他这样的爱我们。
And because he is God, he is our Lord.
是因为他是上帝，他是我们的主。
And the day will come when not just us in the church, but every single tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
将来有一天，不只是教会里面的人，而是所有的人都要向口里都要承认耶稣基督是主。
And God the Father will be glorified greatly that day.
那在那一天，天父上帝就会大大的得荣耀。
So we're called to live our lives with the same attitude as Jesus.
所以上帝呼召我们，我们的态度，我们的心态必须要像耶稣。
And the key to this is killing our pride.
那关键就在于我们要致死我们的骄傲。
We need to confess our pride and repent of it.
我们要承认自己是骄傲的，然后为这自己的骄傲来悔改。
Maybe every week.
也许每一个礼拜都要。
Or every day.
或者每一天都需要这样做。
Or maybe every minute.
甚至分分秒秒，我们都需要来为自己的骄傲来认罪悔改。
Because until we stop seeing ourselves as the most important person, we can never have the attitude of Jesus.
因为我们如果一直看自己是大人物，我们永远都没有办法具备像耶稣那样的心态。
Like Jesus, we need to choose to be little.
我们必须要效法耶稣，选择做一个小人物。
In obedience to Him.
来顺服他。
And this is exactly the heart of the gospel.
觉得这就是福音的本质。
Like Francis, we have to acknowledge that we failed to reach God by our own means.
就像今天 Francis 的分享，我们靠自己的努力没有办法来到神的面前。
We've only ended up making ourselves out to be God.
结果只是好像把自己当神一样。
But God in His Word says that if we confess our sins and repent of them and believe in Jesus Christ, who we sent to die for those sins, that we will be saved.
可是圣经告诉我们，我们如果认罪悔改，能够并且来认耶稣基督是主，我们就可以得救。
And by being saved, we mean that after we die on this earth, we will be with Jesus our Lord forever.
那得救的意思就是说，当我们在世上断了这口气之后，我们可以永远的跟耶稣在一起。
And we'll be so happy and relieved and full of joy.
到时候我们就会非常的快乐，我们有完全的喜乐。
Now what is this joy like?
这种喜乐是什么样子呢？
It's like the moment after the wedding ceremony.
有点像你结婚的那一刹那。
Like when you're walking down the aisle with your wife or husband.
就是新郎新娘礼成的时候。
Do any of you remember that moment?
在座有没有人还记得结婚那一刻？
Was it joyful?
是不是很喜乐？
But the difference is that when we're with Jesus, the joy won't fade.
可是差别在于我们跟耶稣在一起的那种喜乐，差别就在于这个喜乐是不会消退的。
Marriage is tough because both you and your wife or husband are both sinners.
婚姻其实很难经营，因为夫妻双方都是罪人。
So you're not always full of joy.
所以并不是总是很喜乐。
But Jesus isn't a sinner.
可是耶稣不是罪人。
And when we can finally be with him, our joy is not going to fade.
所以当我们最后能够跟耶稣永远在一起的时候，那种喜乐是不会褪色的。
And for me, that's what keeps me going. That's what I'm excited about.
对我来说，我觉得这就是我的原动力，让我觉得最兴奋的。
And let's go ahead and pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for giving us such a wonderful example in Jesus.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们耶稣这样好的一个榜样。
We confess that our hearts are full of pride, and that everything we do, or many things we do, are dictated by our pride.
我们承认自己的内心是很骄傲的，有很多事情都是因我们的骄傲在作祟。
Please help us to truly repent of our pride.
求你帮助我们能够真心来为我们的骄傲悔改。
And choose to be little like Jesus.
选择像耶稣一样来做个小人物。
Dear Jesus, we love you so much because you gave up your life for us.
亲爱的耶稣，我们爱你，因为你为我们舍命。
Help us to live for you now.
求你帮助我们从现在开始是为你而活。
Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Okay, and now Tim's going to have a question and answer period, if he can handle it.
现在康牧师要主持一个问答时间。
Thank you so much, Aaron and Jean. That was great. You know, you really pegged me.
Pegged
me. You got me.
真的是对我来说是一针见血啊。
when I ride my bicycle on the sidewalk. I can't tell you how many people I've just about killed.
我每次骑脚踏车在路上，我再不能够跟你讲说有多少人是我真的想把他们撞死。
So, before we have our question and answer period, I thought maybe some of you would like to share how is God speaking to your heart through this message.
也许啊，我们可以现在分享，你觉得刚刚听了刚刚的信息，你觉得神怎么样对你说话？
Anybody want to share?
有没有人想要分享？
How is God speaking to you through His Word today?
神今天怎么样透过他的话来对你说话？
Joel?
Well, I was just thinking, if you're the husband and the dad, you're kind of on top in one sense, and then it's so easy to want to just look to your own interest. And then I was just convicted, actually, because we're on the top, like Christ, especially not looking after our interests, but after our wife and our children.
讲到说为人父、为人夫，常常是一家之主，你是全家最高的地位，你就很容易好像只顾到自己。那今天的信息让他觉得说，哦，自己真的是，我们应该学习像耶稣那样，他是居在首位，可是他选择，放弃，倒空自己。Someone
else, how is God speaking to you through this passage today?
<笑>那的确说，让他想到，真的是检讨到自己跟别人的关系。有时候在人际关系中，有时候发现什么问题，然后比较容易去怪别人。可是这段经文可以帮助他，去反省自己，是不是自己有什么问题。
I remember when I was at Westminster Seminary, Evie and I had the responsibility of being the dorm mom and dad for 24 single students in the seminary.
我在念神学院的时候，我跟师母我们有段时间在当社监呢。
And it was interesting because it was an international situation.
蛮有意思的，因为那个是国际学生。
And we had four students from Korea.
四个学生是韩国人。And
some of them were married and their wives were coming over the next semester.
那有些是已婚的，那太太下一个学期才会来。
So at the beginning of each year, we had a meeting with all the students and then explained to them, you know, about all the rules.
所以，学期开始的时候就会跟学生解释所有的规定。
And one of the rules was every week there will be a cleaning inspection.
那其中一条规定就是每个礼拜都会清洁检查。
So everybody had to come up with a schedule of whose responsibility it was each week to clean everything.
所以每个礼拜大家都要分工合作，就要知道说谁负责清洁什么。Well,
our Korean brothers didn't like that.
那我们这个韩国来的这些男学生不喜欢这个。And
so after the first inspection, I tell you, it was the dirtiest toilet I've ever seen in my life.
所以第一次的清洁检查之后，真的没有看过那么脏的马桶。So,
my wife did the inspection.
那个检查是由我跟师母来检查。So
she comes in and she told the guy, she's like, I'm sorry guys, but you know, this bathroom doesn't pass the inspection.
所以他就跟他们说，这个马桶不及格啊。And
she's like, here's the toilet, here's the toilet, brush, and you need to clean the toilet.
说这个马桶刷在那边，你要用马桶刷去刷马桶。And
the student picked up the brush, gave it to my wife, and said, "You're a woman, you clean it."
就那个学生把马桶刷拿起来交给师母，说你是女人，你应该来，由你来清啊。Men
do not clean toilets.
男人是不清马桶的。Brothers
and sisters,
各位弟兄姐妹,
Jesus did more than clean a toilet.
耶稣做的不只是来扫马桶而已。
He took your sin.
他还来承担你的罪。
He washed it clean.
他把你的罪给洗干净。
And then he says, "You go and be like me."
然后他说, "你们要像我一样."
Now I'm not trying to trash Koreans today. Please, I mean, I'm like that too. Hey, I say to my wife all the time, "You clean the toilet. I don't clean the toilet."
我不是要故意这个批评啊，韩国人哦，因为我自己也是一样，我常常会要我太太去洗马桶。
It just reminds me of how many of y'all saw the movie Gandhi?
多少人看过电影《甘地》
？Anybody see that movie? There's a place in that movie, if my old memory is correct, and I didn't make this up in some crazy dream I had, but there's a place in the movie that's very moving.
如果没记错的话，其中有一幕很感人哦。
It's where, he asks his wife to clean the toilet.
就是他请他的太太清马桶。
And she said, "I don't want to clean the toilet."
他说我不要洗马桶。
And he said, "If you can't clean the toilet, you can't be my wife."
他说你如果没办法洗马桶，那你就不能当我的太太。
That has stayed with me.
就这句话，我一直都很难忘记。
So you know, Marty and I are cleaning up our apartment yesterday.
所以我跟我儿子昨天把我们的公寓打扫得很干净。
I asked Marty to do a lot of things.
我请我儿子做很多事。
Would you fix dinner for us?
我会说你可不可以做晚餐？
Would you do the laundry for us?
你可不可以洗衣服?
Would you throw out the trash?
你可不可以去倒垃圾?
But I clean the toilet.
可是马桶是我来洗。
And I didn't ask him to clean the toilet.
我没有要他去洗马桶。
Do any of you have any questions from your own, Bible reading or from today's subject? Or anybody have something on your heart that you'd like to see? What does God's word have to say about this?
大家有没有什么问题想要问?比如说你读经的时候遇到了问题，或者今天的信息让你有什么问题，或者生活上有什么问题，你希望知道圣经上怎么来解答。
Yes. Well, in Hebrews, in the passage you're mentioning, it says that in order for Jesus to become our high priest, he had to become like us.
在希伯来书讲到说，耶稣如果要成为我们的大祭司，他必须要先像我们一样。
So that means that he was tempted. He also had to be tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin.
所以这表示说他必须要在各方面都受过试探，像我们一样，可是只是他不犯罪。
And the text says he was tempted in every way, just as we are.
那这个经文告诉我们说他受过各样的试探，就跟我们一样。
That's the most comforting verse in the world.
我觉得这真的是最令人安慰的一节经文。
You want to know why?
为什么呢？
Because before, when you're not a Christian and you're sinning and everything, maybe it doesn't bug you.
也许你在没有信主之前，你做错事或犯罪，你觉得没什么。
But after you become a Christian, you know you're supposed to be good and you want to do good.
那你信主之后，你知道你应该要当做一个好人，你也知道，你也希望做个好人。
And then you have some temptation.
可是呢，却遇到试探。
Something that's really big.
那很大的试探。
And it's really bad.
很严重的试探。
And then you begin to feel condemned for your temptation.
那你就心里面就觉得好像被定罪一样，觉得自己很糟糕。
Good Christians shouldn't have these kinds of thoughts.
就觉得说好的基督徒不应该有这样的想法。
Brothers and sisters, great saviors have those kinds of thoughts.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们伟大的救主他也曾经面对这样的想法。
Satan can enter into your thought processes.
撒旦可以来进入你的思想。
We have an example of that in Matthew chapter 4.
在马太福音第四章。
Just take a look at it. Jesus in the desert.
耶稣在旷野。
He's having a conversation with Satan.
他在跟撒旦对话。
Now, was this a struggle in his mind, or was Satan standing right in front of him?
这是他内心，他心里面的思想的挣扎而已吗？还是撒旦就站在他前面？
I mean, we know in the garden that Satan came to Adam and Eve.
我们知道在伊甸园里面，这个撒旦直接来到夏亚当跟夏娃面前。
But here, verse 3 of chapter 4 simply says, and the tempter came and said to Jesus.
正在马太福音四章三节说，那试探人的近前来对耶稣说。
Doesn't say the snake spoke to Jesus like it did in the garden.
这边并没有说蛇来对耶稣说话。
Well, the point is that the tempter comes to each one of us.
问题是，这个试探人的会来试探我们每一个人。
And what will give you the grace to be able to overcome it is to realize Jesus went through this. I can go through it too.
那你如果要去胜过试探，就是你要去思想说，耶稣也经过这些试探，但是他战胜了。
Now I have a few illustrations I can use about this.
一个例子。
I went through a terrible surgery a few years ago in Taiwan.
几年前我在台湾动了一个大手术。
I also went through a bad one last year too.
去年其实也动过一个很痛苦的手术。
But one of the things I went through was laser surgery on my eyes.
其中一个手术就是我的眼睛接受雷射手术。
It was the scariest thing I've ever been through.
那大概是我生平最恐怖的一个经历。
Because I was awake through the whole thing.
因为动手术的时候我整个人是清醒的。
They grab you.
他们抓住我。把我绑起来。
They don't let you move.
让你没办法动。
And then they put something that comes over your eye and it comes over and goes, and then it stops.
然后有个东西，有个仪器就固定在你的眼球上。
And then they blind you in this eye so you can't see anything.
那另外一个眼球就遮住看不见。
And then something comes down and then you feel it pushing against your eye.
然后这个仪器就进来，觉得眼球一直被挤压。
And then they take a big needle and then they anesthetize your eye.
然后就拿一是很粗的针，然后来麻醉你的眼睛。
And then they cut off the outside part of that place of your eye and then curve it over.
What?
They cut this section, the cornea off, and then put it alongside of your eye. Yeah. Yeah, they fold it over.
把那个角膜切开，然后翻过来。
And it was the scariest thing. And then you see the laser, and it goes beep, 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 and then you smell the smell.
然后你就看到那个雷射光在那边一直出声音，然后你可以闻到那个味道。
You know what got me through it?
我真的是吓坏，可是你知道是什么帮助我度过吗？
David Terrio went through it. You did it. David did it. My friends did it.
我有的朋友马文龙他也经历过同样的手术。
And that's the only thing that got me through it.
就是因为这个想法让我得到安慰，能够来熬过这个痛苦。
My heart rate went up so much they wanted to stop the procedure. They're like, why don't we just not do this? Maybe you come back on another day. I'm like, no, I'm here. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. Get it over with. Do it.
我当时心跳加速跳得非常快，他们甚至说要不要停下来，下不要暂停啊，下次再做。我说拜托拜托，赶快把它做完。
But I started thinking in my mind all the people I knew who had been through it.
然后可是我那时候就开始想我认识谁也曾经做过这样的手术。
Well, temptation is a lot worse to face than the chair in a laser surgery place.
A lot worse.
A lot worse.
可是试探呢比我刚刚讲的这个经历是更难的。
But you can face it.
但是连这个你都可以去面对。
Even the sexual temptation.
即使是性的试探。
Knowing that Jesus went through everything that you're faced with and yet didn't sin.
当你知道说耶稣，你所遇见的试探，耶稣都遇见过，但是他没有犯罪。
So Hebrews says that because he did that, he can be our faithful high priest to be there to give us grace and mercy in time of need.
希伯来书告诉我们，因为耶稣也经历过，所以他能够成为我们的大祭司，在我们需要的时候可以做我们随时的帮助。
You see, there's a big difference between Jesus and the other people that I was thinking about when I was in the chair.
那我在手术台上想到的那些人，他们跟耶稣有一个很大的不同。
Because when I thought of all my friends who went through the laser surgery on their eyes, I realized, yeah, that can give me some encouragement, but they can't help me right now.
可是当我在手术台上想到有哪些朋友也动过这样的手术的时候，其实并不是能够真那么有用哦，因为他们没办法帮助我。
But when you're in the seat of temptation,
可是当你面对试探的时候
，Jesus can help you.
耶稣可以帮助你。
He's not just out there as somebody that you know about, that you read about in the book.
他并不是一个遥不可及的人物，只是你在书上读到的一个人物。
He's inside of you.
他就在你里面
to give you strength,
会给你力量。
And when I face sexual temptation, that is the one thing that gives me the greatest grace is knowing Jesus faced this, Jesus faced this, Jesus faced this.
当我遇见性方面的试探的时候，当我遇见试探的时候，我觉得最大的力量就是知道耶稣也曾经遇过这样的试探。
See, the problem, Melody, is that we want to dehumanize Jesus. You know, Jesus is like, he's so different from the rest of us. I mean, like, he would never think that, you know, and so you think about Jesus in some way other than the Bible presents him.
我们常常会去把耶稣想成他不是像人一样，但是其实耶稣他也是百分之百的人。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ ate. And when you eat, something else happens.
那你吃饭呢，就会起作用啊。Jesus
did that too.
他也会上厕所。Jesus
made noises.
耶稣他也会排气啊。Embarrassing
noises.
让人很丢脸的那种声音啊。Noises
that you've made.
你的身体会制造出的噪音，他的身体也会啊。I
mean, the most embarrassing moment of my childhood was one time when I was in a restaurant in Tennessee, and I was 8 years old.
我小时候最丢脸的一个经历就是八岁的时候在田纳西一个自助餐厅里面。And
after eating a hamburger and drinking my Coke, I let out the biggest fart you've ever heard in your life.
吃了一个汉堡，喝了一杯可乐之后，我就
And the family who we were staying with, who just happened to be my sister's junior high science teacher, the guy said this.
然后当时刚好,
he said something.
我姐姐的那个自然科老师, 他后来这样讲,
he said, the shot that was heard around the world. The shot that was heard around the world.
全世界听到的一个人，you know,
when you shoot a gun, the shot that was heard around the world.
这个枪声哦，大到了全世界都听得到。I
was so embarrassed from that. I still haven't gotten over it. It embarrasses me now to think about it.
我当时真的是哦，真的是糗到极点。我到现在想起来都觉得实在是很丢脸。Brothers
and sisters, Jesus was human.
各位弟兄姐妹，耶稣他当初也是人。
And I think that the real danger of this generation is to lose touch with the humanity of Jesus.
我们这一代有一个很大的危险想法，就是我们忘了耶稣他也是人。